CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. More rain is coming overnight to Texas, and that's on top of the already foot that's come down in recent days. KHOU-TV's Steve Goyne is in Channelview outside Houston.
Quite a few people chose to stay in these flooded areas, some even going into the water despite all the dangers there. Many of these communities along the San Jacinto River near I-10 still under mandatory evacuations.
If you have an opportunity to evacuate near in a flooded area, take the chance to evacuate while you can, because we don't know what's going to happen.
Now, the sheriff's office tells us they expect to be back out here conducting even more rescues, especially if these floodwaters rise, which they very well could.
Campus protests are ongoing this weekend as commencement ceremonies get underway. CBS's Christian Benavidas reports on how schools are dealing with the encampments that have been set up on some campuses.
Clashes between protesters and police continued at pro-Palestine protests. At the University of Virginia, police dressed in riot gear moved with force to clear out an encampment. While at George Washington University, down the street from the White House, their camp remains up.
We will not leave this encampment until our demands are met.
A new round of talks gets underway shortly on ceasefire negotiations between Israel and Hamas. Correspondent Rami Innocencio from Tel Aviv.
Aviva Siegel wants that ceasefire to happen. Her American husband, Keith, is in Hamas's hands.
He's been there too long, lying on a mattress on the floor. Been starved.
Siegel knows what her husband is going through. She too was held hostage by Hamas, but released after 51 days.
And I said, I'm going to Keith to say goodbye. And I gave him a hug and I said, please be strong for me and I'll be strong for you.
To the Kentucky Derby in Louisville. Yeah, even the announcer on NBC was not sure of who won because it was simply too close between three horses. But after replays and photos, Mystic Dan emerged victorious. The horse entered the 20-horse race with 18-1 odds. Now to Brazil, where the Material Girl performed on the beach for free tonight. Madonna in Rio, marking the end of her Greatest Hits World Tour celebration, which started in late 2023. Firefighters sprayed water to cool fans off with temps in the 80s. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Happy Saturday night, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music until midnight. Max Inc. Radio sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. Locally hand-blowing glass, three locations in Madison. And you can shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. And by the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, the most trusted name in real estate. Buy or sell your next home right now at movetomadison.com. Oh, we got a fun show for you tonight. Let's get things going right now. With a double dip of Cat and the Hurricane. This is their brand new song called Caffeine and Alcohol. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Take on the world. Right now I'm taking on myself. Incessantly haunted by the things that I once loved. Secondhand smoke and rum on my clothes. I can still smell him. Is this the castle? Is this the caffeine and alcohol in my blood? Or is it some kind of divine punishment? Cause I said I'd be okay this time. I tried, I lied, I still get high off of coming undone. Sucking and smoking, rum on my clothes, I can still smell. That's all it lies. Hurts in the morning. I thought that I could have it all. Love caffeine, got alcohol. I said I'd be okay this time. I tried, I lied, I still.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Cat and the Hurricanes. Sorry I'm Like This. And their brand new song before that was Caffeine and Alcohol. My goodness, that's a good song. Cat and Hurricane, they'll be in La Crosse on May 17th. And they'll be in Milwaukee at Schenck Hall on Thursday, May 30th. Their next Madison show isn't scheduled until August 17th at the Harmony Bar and Grill with Damsel Trash. That's going to be a great show as well. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. here on Civic Media. Original local music from Wisconsin until midnight tonight. My name is Jimmy K. Thank you so much for tuning in. Rocker is off tonight. He's at the Red Rooster playing Taz Bash 3.0. Terry Barr is off tonight. But Jimmy K. is not alone. I would like to introduce, and I'm very happy to do so, my ex-radio husband from the Jimmy K. Show back in the days when Max Inc. Radio was an internet radio station. It's E-Dub.
What's up, buddy?
How you doing, my friend?
Oh, man, I'm so excited to be here. You know, we broke up back in 2019, and we had our little fling Memorial Day 2020, but we were all masked, so that was weird.
It was a very strange divorce.
It was. And it's good to be back, you know. It's going to be weird to go and tell the kids all about this and everything, but
it's like re-hooking up again in a way.
It kind of is. Yeah. It kind of is. But, you know, I'm a different person now, so don't think you can just take advantage of me.
Same. I have feelings, you know.
I've heard about your feelings, but I haven't seen them yet. We'll talk about that later.
What's new with you, man? What's shaking? What's on your mind these days?
Wow. You're going to ask me that kind of a huge question? Nothing too much is new, man. This is great being back here with you. I was telling you beforehand that it feels very weird and new, but also super familiar at the same time. So like, I feel like I'm a ball of nerves inside, but on the outside, things look pretty cool.
You were just talking off air to Matt that you felt nervous.
Oh, yeah.
Just a couple of minutes before going.
Oh, yeah.
I get those butterflies every week, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. And I remember that for sure. Yeah. This is different, though. This is haven't done it in a very long time kind of nerves.
The last time we were on the radio together is in the first year of Max Inc. being on 92.7 here in Madison.
Mm-hmm.
We were doing a Memorial Day benefit.
It was like a marathon or something.
It was a marathon.
Kind of
I forget what the details
were. 5 hours or something. It was quite a long one.
Trying to raise money for something. I forget.
But, usually, I only like to spend that much time in the same area as you if we're camping.
Well, the cool thing about this studio is we have glass between us.
I know.
At least I can see you.
I know. Seeing you is great, but it's the other things. The smell. You know, I don't really appreciate the smell so much, so... it's good having the glass barrier in the separate rooms is also a big plus.
You never used to complain about my smell.
Well, I didn't have a choice. I had to be there. So what was the point?
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. If you wish, you could call or text us by a push of a button in the Civic Media app. Make sure you get the app on your phone right now. It's available at your favorite app store at civicmedia.us. E-Dub, we got a humdinger of a show for the people tonight across Wisconsin.
Boy, do we.
We got Matt, the owner of Doughboys Madison in studio. He's going to get on the air with us, tell us all about the 100-year recipes that he's using at Doughboys, family recipes, 100-year-old family recipes at Doughboys Pizza on North Sherman Avenue. So we'll have a chat with Matt here in a couple of minutes. Craig Bauman from Craig Bauman and the Stories.
Mm-hmm.
I believe he's also in the People Brothers Band. And he's going to stop in. He's going to tell us about the annual Jam for Jam Music Camping Festival. That's coming up May 16th. We'll get the lowdown on that. And then E-Dub, I'm so happy about this. Our good friends, Eddie 8 Dynamite, will be in the 8 o'clock hour. Pop punk extraordinaires, and they're the best dressed musicians in Madison.
Boy, are they ever. It's going to be great to see those guys and to listen to some new music from them.
Absolutely. Their new album is fantastic. And hopefully you picked it up on Bandcamp yesterday for Bandcamp Friday.
Of course.
Did you partake in Bandcamp Friday at all? Or
I did. I have some friends, some close friends of mine that are in bands, and I definitely dipped into the pool there a little bit.
Did you do anything for record store days? Because I know you're a vinyl connoisseur.
I did, actually. I picked up, I don't know if you're familiar with Dio's Last in Line album.
Yes.
Yeah, they had a special pressing of it that's got some sweet wax. It's really cool. And it's an album I didn't already have, so it was a win for me.
That's a great album, too.
Yeah.
Ronnie James Dio. All right, stick around. If you want to be a part of the show, give us a call. Give us a text. We'd love to hear from you. We've got some work on the way. Right now, let's do the American Scarecrows. I haven't played this song in a while, and I love it a lot. They're from Minneapolis. Broken Bones and Mountains. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Original local music from Wisconsin is Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music with Ambulance from Work. We'll be right back. That's your Saturday night get up and move your booty song right there. Work and Ambulance on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. They have a couple shows coming up. They're going to be down in Viroqua, beautiful southwest Wisconsin, at the VFW on Thursday, May 16th. They're coming to Madison on Friday, May 17th at the Burr Oak. And then on Friday, May 24th, at the Gibson Community Music Hall in Appleton, Wisconsin. Good evening, everybody. I'm Jimmy K here with E-Dub, who's filling in for two people tonight. He's that good.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm kind of filling in for three people because if they knew what was going on here behind the scenes, it's not pretty.
Hey, man, I'm keeping things together okay.
You're doing a great job,
buddy. I'm doing barely my best right now, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. We're good, though.
We are good.
Hey, you know what is good, Dub? Just on the other side of town over in Middleton at the Marriott Madison West, it's the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association Awards Gala. It's ongoing right now.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of people from Civic Media that are up for awards. I wish I had the list in front of me because it's a pretty impressive list, actually. But one on the list is something connected to Max Inc. Radio. Jorge from Civic Media wrote a blog about Kaylin Cole live in the lair.
Ah.
And it got a lot of web traffic. It was really good. And that particular blog has been nominated for an award. So hopefully that wins and everybody else from Civic Media wins.
Well, and that live music, the live in the lair thing, you remember we started doing that. I'm not saying that it was our thing, nobody else did it, but remember we started doing that way back in the day when we were doing our show.
So the history with you and I and Max Inc. Radio, first mm-hmm. of all, you know, with Rocker, you, Rocker and I, we started Max Inc. Radio in my basement.
Yeah, we did.
On Madison's north side.
And I got to tell you, I'm glad that you didn't have as many bodies buried there as I feared, because that took a while to get that cleared out.
Well, you know, Mott's, he would like dig them up and re-bite them.
He was a good boy.
He was. But then we started doing our shows at the Wisco, and that's when mm-hmm. we started doing the live music, and then we did some shows.
Hey, we did some live music in your basement too, though.
We did. It was horrible.
Yeah, it was. But we made it work. And then yeah, the Wisco, and then we eventually started doing that in the Frequency.
What was that metal band from Milwaukee that came in? It was like
Burial Ritual.
Burial Ritual.
That's who they were. Yes. Yeah, with Metal Pete, their drummer. Remember him? You know, he's still active. He still plays drums.
Yes.
In a couple of different
metal
bands.
Metal Pete. That's right.
Yeah, I see him out in the Milwaukee area once in a while.
After that particular show,
yeah,
Mrs. K came up to me. She laid her hand on my shoulder. She goes, "Jimmy K, I love you.
I think I remember this.
If you ever do that again, I'm going to kick you out of the house."
And you're still there, so I guess we know what happened.
Well, the next week we
went to the Wisco.
The next week we had Art Paul Schlosser come on the show.
Oh man, do we? And he might be right outside the studio here.
He's probably busking somewhere.
Yeah,
it's a beautiful day
exactly.
Here in Madison.
God.
Hey, we got Matt from Doughboy. We're going to talk about pizza. 100-year-old family recipes. Stick around as Max Inc. on Civic Media.
Rods, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I'm Ann.
And I'm Dave.
We're the hosts of Our House Concerts, and we've been presenting concerts in our 100-year-old bungalow and in our backyard on Madison's Near East Side for more than a decade. We recently hosted our 90th concert.
And we love supporting musicians and sharing music with our audiences. Come on over to Our House and join us for a house party with great friends, great music, and lots of cold beer.
Here's what's coming up this spring and summer in our backyard.
On Friday, May 10th, the bluegrass duo The Rough and Tumble rolls in from Nashville.
Email us at AnnDave, AnnEDAVE, at chorus.net. Or text 608-335-7909 to reserve your seats and get all the info.
See you at our house.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop IgniteGlassandGifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today. Yeah, Saturday night across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. Get that app on your phone. There's so many good programs on Civic Media. All kinds of variety, talk, music, whatever you need. It's for you right now at civicmedia.us and on the Civic Media app. Jimmy K and E-Dub hanging down the fort here on a Saturday night.
Hey, Jimmy, is there any sports on Civic Media?
You know what? We're going to do something. Yes, Mike Clemens is our sports guy here.
Nice, nice. I'll have to talk to this Mike Clemens guy.
He's a great guy. You probably know him. You've read his stories many times.
I'm sure I have.
But you're going to do esports later.
Oh, man, I can't wait, and I'm so nervous about it. I haven't had to hit the two-minute post in a long time, buddy.
You'll do fine.
All right.
You'll do fine. You know why you'll do fine? Because there's pizza.
Oh, I knew you were going to do that.
Good pizza from the north side of Madison. Matt from Doughboy's Pizza here in Madison. Matt, good evening. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you. How are you guys doing?
Dude, it's great to
really
see you.
Really good.
First of all, thank you for your support of Max Inc. and the local music scene and supporting that. We really appreciate you, and thank you so much. Last time we talked about you guys on air, your son was here, Matt Jr. What was his reaction? Well, because he was nervous last week, man.
Oh, he was. I'm so proud of him.
Yeah.
You know, he did a good job.
That's awesome, man. And he works for you, too. He's part of the family restaurant on North Sherman Avenue.
No, he's a co-owner.
Yeah. What was that conversation like at when you're sitting around the dinner table at home and you're like, we're going to open a pizza shop? What was that conversation like with you and Matt Jr.?
He kind of looked at me like, really? You know, and we talked about it and... You know, for a couple of days, and we said, why not? Let's do it.
It's not a small or short conversation to have.
No, it's
starting
not.
A business. That's a big deal. And that's not even your first time.
No, there was a lot of worries.
Yeah. That's good. So talk a little bit about then the history of Doughboy's. I mean, you know, obviously you start out with your son. That's awesome stuff. But what made you think about getting into the pizza business?
Well, to be honest with you, my friend Keith, he owns Falbo's Pizza, and he was at the house one night, and we were just talking, hanging out, and he brought it up. You know, it basically fell in our lap.
He was letting you know that he was looking to get out of the business and wanted you to take it over, maybe?
Well, he had closed the north side location, and he just, like I said, he brought it up one day, and I said, why not? Let's do it.
And, of course, you guys are in the same location where Falbo's North is. You're now right next to the UPS store and the doggy daycare there. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a good location.
What are some of the surprises, pleasant surprises that you've come across since you've been in business here on the north side?
I'd have to say the people. It's a really good community. Everybody's showing us a lot of love.
Yeah.
He's just saying that because he knows that both of us live on the north side.
Right, right. Well, it's true, though.
Because it really is.
There is a really good sense of community on the north side of Madison. There's a lot of great small businesses like Doughboy's Pizza that are on the north side. You know, restaurants and veterinarians and, you know, hardware stores or whatever. Bars, Beer Rock, that's one of Dub and I's
It's one favorite. Of my favorite places.
So it's great that the community supports you, and that is so important. So let's talk about the recipes, dude. We got to talk about this because first of all, on a personal level, E-Dub, I don't know if you've had Doughboys yet, but I have,
and Matt and I spoke about this before the show.
What did you think about that sauce, dude?
So this goes even a little bit further because, you know, I'm from Chicago, and so what am I going to have? I'm going to have the deep dish, right?
Right, right.
And it was so good. It was so good. We talked about this. My kids... 19 and 16, neither one of them have ever had this pizza, this deep dish, right? Which is my fault, but it hasn't happened. And they didn't want to have it. When they first got it, they saw the sauce on top and they're like, what is all this? And I'm like, just try it.
And they did.
And one bite in, they were sold. And now that's all they ever want.
So this sauce recipe that E-Dub is talking about, it's a 100-year-old family recipe.
Yeah, it came from my great-grandma. You know, as far back as I know, it could even go back farther than that.
Was she from Italy?
So It was my grandfather.
Grandfather,
my,
okay.
Yeah, my grandfather, his dad, so be my great-grandfather. He came through Ellis Island, and they settled here.
Nice. From Italy?
Sicily.
Sicily.
Yes.
There's a big difference there.
That's like really Italian.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Awesome. That's amazing. So let's transition a little bit and talk about lunch specials. Tell us all about what we can do lunchtime around here.
Basically, all our sandwiches are buy one, get one half off during lunchtime.
What's the sandwich right now that's popular? What's the one sandwich that people are fighting for?
Oh, the meatball. The meatball sandwich.
Oh, love God. The meatball sandwich.
You know, I didn't even know you guys had that, but now I want one.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Do you have like a Italian beef or French dip? That's what I'm looking for. Ooh. French dip?
Well, it's the Italian beef.
Yeah.
Italian beef.
Yeah, we have the Italian beef. We have chicken parm. We have the meatball. We also have chicken sandwiches.
Can I get that Italian beef dipped?
Yeah.
Don't forget the au jus. Can't forget about the au jus.
That's so true. And let's talk a little bit about. I'm up on the north side. I'm up near Warner Park area. Delivery, right? Can I get delivered out that way?
Oh, absolutely. We go about 5 miles out.
Okay, that's a pretty good radius. Yeah. So how far south do you get?
Downtown, probably, huh?
Yeah, I'd say downtown, Buckeye Road neighborhood.
Yeah,
on the southeast side.
Very nice.
Nice. We got Matt here from Doughboys Pizza, 1207 North Sherman Avenue on Madison's north side. Just search Doughboy Pizza Madison to order online. You could also give them a call, 608-467-3017 for your Doughboys. What's the, got any pizza specials happening or unique pies, I guess, is what I'm looking for that you guys are creating right now? Like a special pie?
Well, we just have our thin crust, our thick crust, and our deep dish. Sometimes we do like a specialty thing. Like we're going to try a walnut fried onion.
What? Oh. On a pizza?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. They have a little drizzle of honey.
So what, back up here. You kind of blew my mind here. Walnuts on a pizza?
Yes.
First of all, I'm allergic to nuts, so I can't have this pizza, but describe this pizza.
It's just basically, what we do is we do walnuts, we fry them in some brown sugar. Oh. And we fry some onions, put it on top, and drizzle of honey.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we tried it out a couple times. It's surprisingly good.
Wow. It sounds wonderful. So what about you? Your personal favorite, doesn't matter if it's like some single topping thin crust or the most elaborate thing you've got. If you're going to make yourself a pizza, what's it going to be?
I'm a sausage pepperoni guy.
Yeah?
Simple.
Yeah. No veggies whatsoever?
Nah.
Yeah?
Nah.
Ah. It's a man after my own heart right there.
Those veggies will kill you.
My heart's going to explode because of the pepperoni and the sausage, but I'm going to go down happy.
Doughboys Pizza, Madison's Northside, 1207 North Sherman Avenue. Lunch specials, order for dinner, delivery to Madison's East, North, and downtown. And if you want to give them a call and order your pie right now, you can do that. 608-467-3017. 608-467-3017, or just search Doughboys Pizza Madison. Matt, thank you so much for your support of Max Inc. and the local music scene here. We appreciate you and love the pizza, man.
All right, have a good night, fellas.
You too. I know you're a big People Brothers band fan.
Oh, big time.
Let's do some People Brothers right now on Max Inc. Radio and Civic Media.
Fall down.
Shop local. Eat local. Listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Like salt in a wound, the lavender blues stings than it has, like a cloud over you, disguised as a muse, a perennial ruse, under the covers of the lavender blues, lavender blues, lavender blues.
when you ain't got nothing, you ain't got nothing to lose. Get a place by the ocean, a room with a view. You want a connection, so you slip off your shoes. One toe in the water, searching for clues. Soon you were drowning in the lavender blues. Lavender blues, lavender blues. Stranger than fiction, stranger than truth. Like a python, bite marks with a bruise, wrapped all around you, tighten the screw, as you fade into nothing, awake but confused. No, you're not dreaming, it's just a lavender blue.
We are local music. The name of the new album from the Mascot Theory is called Every Sign of Life and is fantastic.
They're so good.
Awesome. It's a double LP dub. It's orange. I have a copy at my house. We'll have to sit down and listen to it some night over some beers.
Are they still doing the Wisconsin charitable? Wisconsin.
Yeah, that's in November. Flannel Fest.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. They do a record, a vinyl.
Yes. I don't know if they're actually doing the albums anymore, but that, what you're talking about.
Right? Like all Wisconsin-based bands.
Yeah. What was that called? Wisconsin Vinyl Collective.
That's the one. Yes. Are they still doing that, do you know?
I don't know.
I hope they are, because it's always so good.
Next time we talk to Eric Jellin, we'll have to ask him. He was just on with Pete Schwabba on Nightlife this past week.
Yeah.
Great interview. If you want to check out that podcast, you can do so right now at civicmedia.us. Jimmy K, E-Dub, hanging out with you on a Saturday night, broadcasting to the state of Wisconsin, E-Dub. Original local music until midnight tonight.
Yeah, that's a lot of time. Yeah. I don't know. I think I'm going to be tired before that.
Our buddy Rob Roberts is coming in at 10 o'clock tonight. He has Max Inc. After Hours. Don't forget, tomorrow, dude, Max Inc. Heavy with M. Shell, 10 p.m. on Sunday night. She has a very in-depth and awesome interview with Milwaukee artist Andrew David Weber. And I got to preview it a little bit. It is super good. You're not going to want to miss it. A great musician out of Milwaukee, Maxine Kevy, Sunday nights at 10 o'clock across the Civic Media Radio Network with M. Shell. Dub, we got a busy hour coming up. We got Craig Bauman in the story coming up. Plus, we're going to do eSports.
What?
Yeah, we're going to do eSports. We're putting you on the spot to give us sports.
I can't wait.
Neither can I. It was a nightly tradition for us when we did radio last time.
So much fun.
I haven't played this song in a long time, and I like it a lot. This is Heavy Looks, Shake Me Up. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip today for saving on streaming TV. Ever wonder if those streaming companies' whole business model is just luring us in with free trial subscriptions and then making it feel so hard to cancel? spoiler alert, that is exactly what they do. The best way to keep your streaming costs in check is just using some old-fashioned financial elbow grease. Take 20 minutes and have a money meeting with yourself. Look at your bank statements, your credit card bills, make a list of every service you signed up for. And if you are anything like, well, everyone else, there's probably at least one thing you're not using. Cancel it. Anything you haven't watched in the last month, just cancel it. You can always sign back up again. They make that pretty easy. Between now and then, you'll save yourself a bunch of money. For more tips like these, go to workmoney.org or text MONEY to 88285. This is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Take good care.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.